Darren Hardy says, "You will never change your life until you change something you do daily. The secret of your success is found in your daily routine." James Clear says, "Habits are not a finish line to be crossed. They are a lifestyle to be lived." On this episode of the Kingdom Gains podcast, I'll be sharing 4 simple health habits hack to help you accomplish your goals in life today. Welcome to the Kingdom Gains podcast. Let's go. What's up, everybody? This is your boy, Joe Off The Rock, and you are listening in to the Kingdom Gains podcast. What's up, everybody? Welcome again to the Kingdom Gains podcast. If you're new to the Kingdom Gains family, I'd like to welcome you personally and thank you so much for supporting our channel. We're super grateful to have you here on the Kingdom Gains podcast. Thank you for listening. And if you like entrepreneurship, personal development, island life, family fitness, and faith, then don't forget to subscribe so we can keep updating you with upcoming episodes. More awesome interviews with a lot of like-minded individuals in the same space. So, yeah. What are we talking about today? Today, I wanted to share with you 4 simple health habits. I am been a Beachbody coach for over 5 years now. Beachbody transitioned into just health and personal life coach. Head coach of Olamalosi Fit Family. It's a nonprofit organization here in American Samoa. Just helping regular people become just awesome and amazing, losing weight, changing their mindset, and we do it all for free. It's part of our give back community service. So we give out this value. We have a program that's ongoing. It's called the 21-day Olamalosi Challenge. 21 day fix, and we just for 21 days we give out value, we support people, and over the years I've learned a lot. And the fitness was the foundation of how I was able, me and my wife were able to kind of progress in our businesses. You know, the fitness changed our mindset, staying healthy and appreciating what God has given us has really transformed me into progressing in our business. And I truly believe that if you're lacking on your fitness, you got to get started right now. You know, there's no other time but today to get started with your fitness journey. It'll be a great foundation for you to move forward in other areas of your life, whether it be your relationship. You know, we've had couples that have, you know, one started by themselves, whether it be the wife. And then, you know, later on, as the wife got, you know, started to show progress and started improving, started changing her ways, you know, she eventually brought her husband on board. And then it just became something that, you know, it was something that both the couples enjoyed together. And it really helped build their relationship. So, you know, I've seen it multiple times in our workout group, just making it a habit. And that's what I want to talk about today. 4 simple health habits that could help you get started with your fitness journey. And in turn, help you out also in life. So let's get right into it. 4 simple health habits. Number one is start small. You got to start small. And you can't overwhelm yourself with, oh, I'm not where I need to be. Oh, I'm not where I was in high school. I'm not, you know, where I was back then, and get all into this emotional, oh, pity me, I feel sorry for myself kind of mindset. You got to change your mindset, and you got to say, hey, I'm going to take this initial step in order for me to get to where I need to be a year from now. You know, that's my goal, and you got to start small. I'm often reminded that the same amount of effort you put into one, the first pound is how you're going to get the next 10 pounds. The same amount of energy, the same amount of focus, and the same amount of effort, you know, in your meal preps and being disciplined, you know, with saying no with, you know, all the junk food, all the same amount of effort and energy you put into that 1 pound is how you're going to compound those pounds over time. And it's going to get you those, then get you that result. Lao Tzu says, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. So you got to take that step first. In order to get the 1,000 miles, you got to take one step. So start small. That's number one. Number two, start writing out your plans. Writing out your plans is so crucial. Writing it down is a lot more effective than just thinking about it. You write it down, you put it on the wall, you look at it every day. Something about writing it down in a journal keeps you accountable, right? Personal accountability is writing it out. This is your plan for the day. This is what I want to accomplish. And even if you miss it by a little bit, at least you made that attempt and you're focused in. You know, where focus flows, energy goes, right? So you got to write your plans out so you can see, so you can stay accountable. Even if you put it out there in the world, you know, out there for, so you know, for your friends on social media, you just put it out there, say, hey, this is what I'm doing. I've written it out. Now I'm accountable. Help me stay accountable. And so that's so super important. Write out your plans. Number three, know your obstacles. You know you better than anybody else. So you got to know what your obstacles are in order to start these habits. If it's, you know, staying up late, watching YouTube late at night, hey, you got to cut it short. You got to sleep by a certain time so you can wake up and just go out there and just take the first step. You know what your obstacles are. If it's junk food cravings, hey, you got to help me stay accountable. Find a coach. Find like-minded individuals on the same goal. And now surround yourself with these positive influences that's going to help you stay on track. Know what your obstacles are. If it's that cousin that's always, you know, wanting to party and always wanting to do things, take you out, you know, all those things are obstacles in your way to success, in your, you know, on that path that you got, you know, to success, which is your fitness. You know, your health is your wealth, often said. You are nothing if you're not healthy. You know, all that work and all that hard, you know, all that money you're making is going to go into paying for your, you know, your health if you're not taking care of yourself. So know the obstacles currently in your situation. You know, start surrounding yourself, start reaching out, you know, start building good habits. And this is a way to get the healthy habits in line with your goals, is to know what obstacles you're facing and making that adjustment. Track your progress. And this is step number four in this simple health habits that we're talking about here on the Kingdom Gains podcast. You know, the hope in this podcast to give out value is to support you on your journey, on your entrepreneurship journey, on your fitness journey, with your family, also in our faith, you know, walking by faith, the good book says, and not by sight. So track your progress. Track your progress. How do you do that? Every week, you know, you have a tracking mechanism in your journal. You know, write it down. This is what I did all week. As you look over your progress during the week, hey, I wasn't able to do 10 push-ups this week, but now I am. You know, I'm getting there. You know, I wasn't able to run a mile consistently, but now I am. You know, and so this is all what we promote in our Ola Malosi Fit family. If you're interested in joining us with the Ola Malosi Fit family movement here in American Samoa and online, private message us, and we'll get you jump started today. It's not that hard. It's pretty easy. And continue to follow this podcast for more helpful tips, for more helpful advice, you know, on getting you on track. We know we're not all perfect, but at the end of the day, this is what God has called us to do, is to give back. It's to give back, and it's to help anybody out there, you know, willing to take that advice. So four simple health habits, and we go over them again. Start small, number one. Number two, write out your plans. Number three, know your obstacles. And number four, track your progress. I'm wishing you the best right now in these uncertain times. Or we lift it up to our Heavenly Father to help us out in all the struggles and challenges that we face. You know, nobody is perfect, but with God, all things are possible. So God bless you all out there. This is your boy Joe Off the Rock signing off with the Kingdom Gains Podcast, episode 21. Hope to see you on the next episode here on the Kingdom Gains Podcast.